Tonight is Yudal Ir, which is Pesach Sheni, and with Man Beis Mikdash. So Pesach Sheni was that on Yudal Nisan, a person would have a makiv Korban Pesach, and Tezvav Nisan he'll eat the Korban Pesach with a matzah. If he was not able to, because either he was rachak from Yerushalayim or because he was tamei, so then he would come 3 days later on Yudal Ir. He would be makiv the Korban Pesach, and Tezvav at night the Rambam brings down he would eat the Korban Pesach with the matzah. That was Bizman Beis Mikdash. What happens, let's say Mashiach comes tonight, tomorrow. So the Machlokes Tanoim in the Gemara, whether there will be a Korban Pesach even Bizman Azeh. Let's say Mashiach does not come. So is there any Indian that a person should do something about Pesach Sheni Bizman Azeh? So there is a Gemara in Chulin on Daf Kuvchov Tesu and Beis. The Gemara says that a person should not make a hesped on Pesach Sheni. That means the Indian Pesach Sheni, even Bizman Azeh, is Negeya. What for hesped? That means we are we do a little bit of the Mimayit in Avelis. We're not knowing to say a hesped. What about another thing of Tachnun? So in Archaim and Simon Kuflam and Aleph, where it brings down the lochs of Tachnun, so the Mechaber and the Amor, when they say what not to say, they do not list Lag Boimer. And therefore it says a Pimagod Kepashtis, that Enechanami, a Pesach Sheni. The set of Pimagodim Bepashas, a person on Pesach Sheni should say Tachlun. That was the minig of the Chaznish, and the Shibu does not say otherwise. And therefore, there is a minig to say Tachlun, like the Pimagodim, like the Chaznish himself, he did do. However, I think the minig of the Yeshiva is not the way, and there are places who argue the Yavis, the Pichodish, the Shlod, Knesset Gerlov, Oikama Choinim say, the Maestha, we don't say Tachlun on Pesach Sheni, because just like we see, we don't say a Hespin on Pesach Sheni, who did we do not say Tachlun? Not Machloikis. And I think the Yeshiva tomorrow they won't say. However, the Mincha beforehand also to Machloikis, but the Yeshiva they did say tonight by Mincha, and they even though it's Machloikis, the Mice they did not say by Mincha, they did say by Mincha, but they won't say tomorrow. The Shaila is the Mice, what about Tezvav Ir? Tezvav Ir is Be'etzim, the real day they ate the Korban Pesach is the real day they ate the Matzah. So if so, L'chur al Pisvar al Tezvav Ir is the day they should not say Tachlun. And in Yeshiva they will say in Tezvav, Maisa why? So against the Shiloh, another minig, that eating matzah on Pesach Sheni. So where's the Makar first? They bring it down from the Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov to eat matzah. And Ochus Rebbeinu Chalik Beis, it says his title himself, he ate matzah on Pesach Sheni. And it's written over there, the Chaznish was upset about this minig of eating matzah on Pesach Sheni. He says there's no Makar for it, there's no, not written down anywhere. And he was against this minig. For Maisa and Yeshiva, by breakfast they'll see they give you matzah, by lunch they'll give you matzah. And they do eat matzah. It's chometik matzo, but I think they're both hand matzo and machine matzo, and there is a minig lemaisa to eat matzo. So al picheshbon, when should you eat matzo? When Korban Pesach, bizman beis mikdash on Pesach Sheni was, they did that krov on Yudal Dir. They ate the matzo only at Tezvov by night. The Rambam held Korban Pesach, so they ate the matzo only at night Tezvov. And the minig in the Bnei Yeshiva is not to eat matzah on Tezvav at night. There are others who do eat it on Tezvav at night, but that's not a minig. The Shal B'etzim is why, because the ikke eating of the matzah is at night, not during the day. So this kasha is brought down in the Kli Chemda and Pasha Veschanan, Amu Chavav, and the Avnei Nezer, he is this kasha. And there he brings down one teretz in the Sefer of Elul Mitzvahs that says that if you eat matzah on Tezvav ear, when B'etzim you should, b'chson about Toysif. Why? Because that's his man in the Bayah about Toysif. However, you're doing Yudal Ir, there's no Bayah about Toysif. Go to the Sugya Ilchur Yeshlein, why the Vayisal argues on him. But that's his time is that it'll be a Bayah about Toysif at Tezvav, therefore only Yudal Ir. However, another test I think the Olam more says over is that the Ikk is always the Aschola. The Aschola of the Mitzvah, the beginning of the Mitzvah, is when it's on Yudal Ir, and the Akrav is when it starts it. If you don't do the Akrav, you can't eat it at night either. So the Ikk is the Aschola, and therefore the Minig is, which is only a Zeich of Alma, and therefore it's only a Zeich, it's not a Chiv, it's not even a Minig. It's just what people, some do, there's no Chiv of the Minig. So people do it, so therefore it's enough on Yudal Ir, and you don't have to go that far and do it as well. Or eating more of the marshal. So it's true, it's brought down in that kind of shalom, the munkach himself, he ate more, just like eat matzah, eat more, same thing, hainuach, but vada, as the minik shabbat, you don't have to. And stam, since it's zech of alma, so matzah l'chur is yoytze zayin good enough as the zech of alma, that the matzah yidal the near. Al sviras oimer, we're in the middle of it now, so the different hanhokas we have, the ikar hanhokah is v'noig din of avelis. The reason is that the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Samach Beis and Beis, the Gemara says that Reb Kiva had Yud Beis Elav Zugim, he had 12,000 peers of Chavrusas learned together, and they all died in Parak Echad, they all died at one time. Why? Shloinagu Kovet Bezeh. They were not no covered one to another, and they died in Pesach Vatshuas with a Misa Ruah called Misa Vaskura. They died in terrible Misa. Therefore, because of that, we're Noig Avelis. Be'etzim, there are three different times where Noig Avelis. One is when a craving passed away, called Avelis Chadosho. Then there's Avelis of the 3 weeks, and there's Avelis of Sfiras Omer. So, Be'etzim, even though all three are brought down, but the Chumras are different from one for another. The Avelis of Kravim, according to the Ravid, the Shloshim is even Deraisa, you can't take a haircut Deraisa the first 30 days. However, we hold it's Rabbanim, but the Vada is either Rabban Deraisa, but Vada is the Chiv Gomer, the end of Avelis by Kravim. By the 3 weeks, so in the Gemara, it only brings down the minig of Shavuos of Chabay or from Rosh Chodesh. However, from before Rosh Chodesh, from Shavuos B'Tamos is a minig ba'alma. But however, the Gemara does bring down the person has to be noig avelus from Rosh Chodesh or from Shavuos of Chabay. That is a Gemara. However, by Sfiras Omer, there's no Gemara any place that says this minion with this minig of being noig avelus. Therefore, says a place given the Chok Yaakov in Siman Tov Tzadik Gimel Sifkan Beis, since this avelus is no Makar in the Gemara, therefore will be much lighter, will be more makel than all other Avelisim. It won't be like the Avelis of Kravim, which is could be the Reis of the Rabbanon. It won't be the Minig like the 3 weeks, which has a Makar in the Gemara from Rosh Chodesh. We stretch the Makar even from a Shavuos B'Tamos, and this even lighter than that, we have no Makar at all in the Gemara. There is Be'etzim two different Minhagim by Sviro. Two reasons for the Menhagim. The Mishabura and the Mogavram bring down 6 different Menhagim. The Sefer Bein Pesach Lashuas brings down 10 different Menhagim and had to be Noig. But just to go through the Mishabura and the Mogavram, how they say it, we say there's two different Menhagim. There's one Minig that a person is Noig Avelis all the days that the Talmidim of Akiva passed away. That's one time in Noig, the Minig of Avelis. When is that? The Mechaber says, based upon Tosfos, they passed away the first 34 days. They passed away on Pesach and Rosh Chodesh Iyar. They passed away the first 34 days until Lamed Dal Bo'imer. From then on, there's no inin of being noig Avelis. That's the Mechaber Shita. And that means the Sfaradim, or some of the Sfaradim, they're noig to Avelis all the days they died until Lamed Dal. The more, based upon the Goinim, or the Loshon of the Meiri, on Tzav Bezim Bezim Yivomis, the Kabbalah, from the Goinim, that they stopped dying, Alam Gimel Bo'imer, they stopped dying on the 33rd day. Therefore, another minig is that we're noig Avelis from the first day of Pesach until Lag Bo'imer, because those are all the days they passed away. There's a third minig that's brought down by the Magen Avraham, that Be'etzem they died from Pesach to Shavuos, except they did not die in the days they were not Tachton. Therefore, they did not die on the 7 days of Pesach, the 6 Shabbosim you have, the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh or Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and 1 day of Rosh Chodesh Sivan. That means you have 49 days, take away 16, you're left with 33 days. They passed away those 33 days. The meaning is that all those days they don't say Tachton, a person is Noig Avelis. So because we have one meaning, one group of Menhagim that we go after whenever they died. It means either they died until Lam Gimel, or they died until Lam Adal, or they died all the days, and therefore we're knowing all the days of Avelis, except for the days that have not Tachlon, because they did not die on that day. That's one group. There's another group of how to be knowing Avelis, is Be'etzem, they died 33 days. Why again? Because they did not die on 7 days of Pesach, 6 days of Shabbos, 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, 1 day of Rosh Chodesh Sivan. They died 33 days. Now, we are knowing Avelis any 33 days we want in Sphira. We pick the 33 days. How? Mishmur has 3 different ways to pick those 33 days. But we are noig 33 days. And Moshe say an afkamino. That means either the one meaning is that we're noig from the Aleph Iyar until Shavuos, till Erev Shavuos. Therefore you have 33 days. That's one meaning that the Mishmur and Sifkon Yidal brings down. A second meaning it brings down in Sifkon Tezvav is from Lama Nisan until the first day of Yimei Ekbalo. And that day you say Mixed Yom Kikuloi. And the third minig is, he brings out from Derech Chaim, from the Sivis, the Mishabura says, that we're mekel on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, on Lag Bo'imer, and from Rosh Chodesh Sivan and onwards. Therefore, you have the 27 days of Iyar, you have the 6 days after Pesach, and that's 33 days. Those are the three minhagim that's telling the day, that we pick 33 days whenever you want. What's the Afkamino? It says in Moshe Derech Chaim, in Chelek Aleph, and Simkuf Nun Tes, that if your minig is to take 33 days in general, you can switch from one to another. Because the minig, your halacha is to take 33 days. You want to take the one from Aleph Iyar until Erev Shavuos? Fine. You want to switch the next year and go from Lamed Sivan until Aleph Yemei Ekbalo? Fine. Since your minig is to take 33 days, you can switch from one to another. The minig from the first day of Pesach till Lag Bo'imer, So mentioned before, the minhag is, how the Ramah learns, is that they die, stop dying in Lag BaOmer. However, the Bach learns that minhag a different way. He learns they die 33 days, and we're picking that as being one of the 33. We're picking from Pesach to the first day of Lag BaOmer. We're picking that day. Therefore, according to Bach, says the Moshe, you can switch from one year you're knowing Aleph year till Erev Shavuos, and the next year you can be knowing from the first day of Pesach till Lag BaOmer, according to the Bach. You can switch from Kotzer to Kotzer. Moshe says, you can be on the Bach, when you need to. Why? Because Vesem, again, the two different Yisraelis, one in Oiksphira, either we're in Oiksphira of the Avelis, either the days they die, or we're in Oiksphira upon the days, upon either, or we pick 33 days. Again, those are fine. Now, the Maisa, why Alag Bo'emer are we knowing to be Vesemcha? So if you hold like the Ramah that they stop dying on the 33rd day, so it says they're going. He based himself upon the Gemara in Tainus. At the end of Tainus, it says that the Loiha Yom Tovim B'Klai Yisrael, the one Yom Tovim B'Klai Yisrael, like Tuba Av, like the 15th day of Av. What was Tuba Av? So one Gemara's teretz is that in the Midbar, after 40 years of dying on Tesba Av, what happened? They the last year they went to bury themselves, and every night they came out alive. They felt messed up in the Chodesh, and it came out Tuba Av. They chapped, oh, we're alive. Therefore, they were simcha. They stopped dying. Who didn't hear also? Since the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying from Lag BaOmer onwards, therefore we're simcha. Therefore, we also mesamech on that day of Lag BaOmer. That's what the Goyin says. The Moshe brings down this mahalach. We're besimcha that we stopped dying. On this mahalach is the kash of the Prichodeshes or the Shem Aryeh. Maisa, why we besimcha that they stopped dying? All 24,000 died. There's no one left anymore. They stopped dying because there's no one left. That's the simcha. The reason why we were Sameach when they stopped dying in Tuba Av, says Taisus over there, because the last year 15,000 people were supposed to die, 15,000, more than 15,000, and they didn't die. The simcha, 15,000 were alive. Here, all 24,000 passed away. What's the simcha of that? Or the Rashbam learns Gemara Babasan Kufchav Aleph. What was the simcha by Tuba Av? Because the Shechina came back to Moshe Benu, he spoke to the Shechina because it wasn't sad anymore. The simcha in Klai Yisrael. The Shechina came back. But what's the simcha over here? There's no simcha. The reason why. There's no simcha. There's no one's dying because they all passed away. So what's pshat? So Enochanan Prichodesh wants to argue for this reason. So in the Sefer Derech Sicha, the Isab Chaim Kanievsky, what's pshat? And he says a chiddush Yishlayin. They tell him that even though 24,000 Rav died, Rav of the Chashuvim died. However, me it stayed around. Enochanan, all 24,000 did not die. Not much that way in the Gemara. But he said all of them didn't die. And since me it was left around, with a mesameach for the me it that stayed around. Another pshat, the Shem Aryeh and Archaim Sim Gedal wants to answer that Be'etzem they did not die in one year. They died over the years between Bein Pesach and Shavuos. And every time they hit Lag BaOmer, they stopped dying. So the Olam thinks they died at one time. He says, no, Be'etzem Perek Echo means they all died over numerous years between Pesach and Shavuos, and they stopped dying in Lag BaOmer. The simcha was, oh, this year I survived till the next year. Fine. So that might say that's one reason why the Goyin says we're besmeich Lag BaOmer because they stopped dying with the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. However, that's only very good. Noch the Sora, the minhag of Avelis is until the day they stop dying. However, if the minhag of Avelis is we pick 33 days, any 33 days, what is the point of Lag BaOmer? So the Prima Gadim, what he says is Ula Yesh Ezatam. Maybe there's a reason he doesn't know. The Bialocha, he also brings down the Prima Gadim, says the same lashon. Maybe there's a reason. Doesn't know what the milo of Lag BaOmer is if they die the whole entire sphere and we're just picking 33 days. What's the milo? He does not sure. So the Olam Mavada knows, it's brought down that from the Teres Akenim, the Moshe brings down, the Chayodim, the Kitshach Lorach, Aruch HaShulchan, it's Yom Hilula Deb Shimon Ben Yechai. It's the yard site Deb Shimon Ben Yechai passed away, it's Yom Hilula, and because of that, it's Yimei Simcha. For that, we're Bima Sameach. The Bikki Yosef brings it down, there were Bima Sameach on that day. So, Mishbuah, the fact he said it doesn't know, or the Prima Gadim, the Chor with the Kasha with the Achorin Misk, that why are we Maisa Mesameach when Rav Shimon Yechai passed away, it's his yard site. The Loch is brought down when a person, Lamashal of his parents passed away. The Loch is brought down in Yodaya and Simon Shinayin Dalit and Simon Tov twice, that a person's parent, the person, Tov Beis, Simon Shinayin Vav and Simon Tov Beis, that a person has to, the minig is to be knowing a tainus, to fast. We on Rav Shimon Yechai, what are we doing? We're being besimcha, we make bonfires, we dance, we're besimcha. The Loch has brought down Shulchan Aruch, what are you supposed to do on a yard site? You're supposed to fast on your parents. It's brought down in Simon Shinai in Ches, in Yodei Sif Dalet. What are you supposed to do by a Tamachachim when he passed away on his yard site? What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to fast, the Mechaber says. And here we're being besimcha. So someone will say, what's Pshat? Why are we Mesameach? Because Shimon Yechai, he was different, he was the Milo of everyone, he's better than the father, he's better than the Talmud Chacham, he's higher than that. In fact, the Achonim, the Shalom Eshim, V'chalakei, Tachsam Soif, N'yodei, Simen Reish Lama Gimel, the Pnei Aryeh, it's not true, because you look in our Chaim, it's Simen Tov Kof Pei, the Mechava over there gives a list of times a person should fast. It calls him Gilas Tainis. At times a person should fast. If you're Talmud Chacham, it's going to make you not learn about you shouldn't fast. What days does he list? He lists the day that Miriam Hanavi, she passed away. You should fast on that day. He lists Yeshua Menon. He lists Moshe Benu, Aaron Akoyin, Shmuel Hanavi. Those days, says the Mechav, what should you do on the yard site? Fast. Now you're not going to tell me Shimon Yechai is... You should not tell me that Shimon Yechai is grace of Moshe, Aaron, Miriam, Shmuel, Yeshua, but none. These are our leaders that we got the Torah from. This is took us out of the Midbar to Eretz Yisrael. So the Enochnami, because of that, the Achronim, they attack this meaning of the Maisa, of the Svar of this meaning that we should be Mesameach on Lag B'Omer because of Yom Hilud of Shimon Yechai. And the Chassam Sofer writes, a person goes to Tzvas, to Miron, L'Shem Shemaim, go to L'Shem Shemaim with Schom Rav. However, he doesn't know what the reason is, and he's against it, Be'etzim, the end of his tshuva is, he doesn't know why a person should go. First, Be'etzim, he tainis should not go to Tzvas. What is the mile of going on the yard site to Tzvas, after Mesameich over there? There is no union for it. The Pesach Tshuva in Yerodei, and Simon Reshton Aleph, he brings down the Chassam Sofer, that the Chassam Sofer is not masking to it. And in this week's parasha, in the Sefer Torah Moshe, the Chassam Sofer writes, in Omen Nuntes, he writes this in him, that he doesn't understand the whole mile of Lag B'Omer of Yom Hilulah. Lag B'Omer understands, but Yom Hilulah he doesn't chap. What is the inin of Yom Hilulah of Shimon Yechai? The Maaseh passed away. So what is Pshat? So Elam says over, and the Bnei Chosra says, that true, Be'etzim, any time a person passes away, it's a sad thing for us, the people who are here. Maybe for the Niftur it's Kedai, but for us who are here, we have a yard site, and we do fast for Gedolim, for your parents. However, the last day of his life, Shimon Yechai, what did he do? He's Megalus Tzedus of Torah. It's brought down that he wrote the Sefer called Adra Zutra. I think that's part of the Zohar, I'm not sure. But he wrote that Sefer, and he was Megalus Tzedus Torah on the last day of his life. And since he's Megalus Torah to the Olam of Tzedus of Torah, the world, he gave Or to the Olam, because of that, we're not Mr. Math that he passed away. Rather not, we're sad. But the last day of his life, what did he do? He gave us Tzedus of Torah, his Megalus Tzedus, for that we're being Mr. Math for. And for that we're being happy for. For that, we have a chance to see the Nistor of the Torah.
What's it?
B'nai Yisachar.
No, I mean, why aren't we happy on the day you wrote the
Zayah? Do we know the day? Maybe we wrote it all the time. But the last day, suppose he sat down and he's Megala Sayyid of
the Torah.
I don't know how Zayah works. I don't know what's written by who, by where, when. But this is... That's living down. Suppose the last day he sat down was Talmidim and he gave a
what?
Adria Zutra. Yes, so it's brought on the Atez Kenim that someone went to said Nachim benched with it being said. So the Atez Kenim says it's Yom Simchas, it's my happy day. So you have to know what that means. Why is this happy day? Either because someone would say it means it's for him it's happy because he went to Shemayim. That means every time a person passes away, for him it's maybe it's Kedai, but Tzadik it's Kedai. But for us, why is it a Simcha for us?
Wasn't
he
explicitly
mitzvah
that people should be
Sameach? Well, could be not. No, you have to look in this farm. There's a Sefer called Bein Pesach L'Shavuos. He's a Marech, a few hundred pages about the Minhagim and Shavuos of the Sefer Seimer. Well, Netik Avil, Chel Gimel L'Chos Pesach, he's Marech. Last one about it. Ein Shom, if you want. That's one reason they bring down. Another reason they bring down why we miss Sameach, unlike why Matzil Lulu Dov Shem Ben Yechai. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lam Gimel, the Gemara says that there's a Tekana, a decree against Shem Ben Yechai that they should kill him because he said Gnai about the Roman government. So what did he do? He ran away and he stayed in a cave, him and his son, for 12 years. He came out, went back for another year. And at the end, the Caesar passed away and he came out and he lived. So the simcha is, says Shem Aryeh, is that the simcha was the nes that happened. A person is mesameach, the nes that happened. So we're mesameach, the nes that Shimon Yechai, he survived, and his misa was not a misa ali de Adam, his misa was ali de HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then we're mesameach upon the nes on the day he died, that was not ali de Adam, it was through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The death itself is not the simcha. The simcha is, it was through Hashem, and that he survived in the cave. The nisim that happened over the Gemara says, the buckshot tree grew and the water grew, that he survived, and the only got killed through HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not through the Adam. Al Tzvas Inim, going to Tzvas, again, the Chacham Sofer was against it. There's brought down the Svarim that Kama Gdolim have gone, the Chassidim have gone. It's brought down another Gavil Perek Nuntes that the Maisa, the Belzer was very against it, the Gerer were very against it, not to go. So why? Al Tzibur Torah, Al Tzibur Pitzus. The Maisa, some people do go, some people don't go. What every person should do, everyone in the Shiva, the each of the Rebbeim give is the Shnako, it's Bittul Torah, it's Betzma's mom, it's Mildred's mom, a person Shnako. But every person, they should ask a Rav, ask not just themselves, because people like Gaya Bedover, they should ask a Rav exactly, or Shalom Eitzah from someone who they respect, look up to, and ask them exactly, they should go or not go. There are common people who do go. And in the Bnei Shiva, they say not to go, it's Bittul Torah, and the Elu Ve'elu.
Why shouldn't they be Eitzah?
That's a good question.
Why?
It's, the Ramah says you may simcha. Mismeach. You get off from English and go play baseball. What? I don't know. Why do you get a bow and arrow? It's not they do bring down a bow and arrow because of Bezman of Shimon Yechoy. There's never a keshet. There's never a rainbow in the Shemaim. So therefore we have a keshet. A bow and arrow is a keshet. Say chalet. Why bonfires, or why baseball games, or other things, or burn stuff? I'm inside this farm, exactly why. They need bearers. A lot of it needs bearer. Why? I might go through some menhagim that we have during Sfira. Is that... What about Chaim Blin? Sorry?
He signs a
law. What about what?
The
Chaim Notel?
Yeah.
So when I read the sign myself downstairs by the yeshiva, I turned to the guy and asked him, what's Chaim Notel? And the guy turned to me, but you don't give us a share. So a guy gave me a sign. If you want, you can read it afterwards, what the makar for Chaim Notel is. Good question. There's a slight makar, maybe. But it's a good question. We have different argum exactly what to do on Sfira. It's brought down all in Simon Tots of the Gimel in the Minig of Avelis. One minig is that we do not get married. Each one of the fee is minig of Sfira, one to get married. Each one of the fee is minig of Avelis. We're not going to get married. Let's say one person gets married on when it's not his Avelis of Sfira. And the other person is his Avelis of Sfira. Can he go to the other person's Chasnum? So Moshe brings down that you're allowed to go because the Chiv of the Avelis by Nesuin is on the person should not make a chasna. Once the chasna is made, avada, any person is allowed to go. The chiv is on the making the chasna, not going to the chasna. There are chalkim on that. However, that's what Moshe says, and it's only the minhag in America, and I'm not sure what the minhag is. What about on the Sheva Brachos after Sheva Brachos during Yimei Sfira? Again, the Moshe is making because once it is Yimei Simcha, you're allowed to have a Sheva Brachos, and he says also any person is allowed to go to that Sheva Brachos, whether it's your minhag of Avelis or not. There are chalkim also on that aspect, but that's the Moshe Shita. What about to have a Sudas Reyes get together, have a party, Stamazoi, without music, without dancing, is a mutter Asur? So the Chalk Yaakov, in Simon Tov Tzadik Gimel, the Behetiv, they say it's mutter. However, there is a Moshe and Ebenezer, Chalk Aleph. He says, Ula Yesh Lachmer, maybe you should be Machmer. His case is, when a person got married in another city, and had Sheva Brachos there, and then let's say a couple weeks later, he went back to a different city, and they want to make a chasno, all the family, all the kohen get together without music, without dancing. So that's a real get together, saying Mazel Tov, and be Mesimcha, be Mesameach. That Moshe says, Ula Yesh Lachmer, for that maybe you should, except for that case, they're not that way. Why? Because Be'etzim it's a chasno. And the chasno is knowing for 12 months, so Be'etzim you're allowed to. But that means such a big simcha like that, then he says, Ula Yesh Lachmer. No, engagement's a motor. Boshalom is a motor. Another meaning is taking haircuts, that each one of the fee is mega available to not take a haircut. The Bizman Azeh, everyone's knowing that way. What about Bizman Azeh? I'm sorry, this year, the Lag BaOmer comes down on Sunday, so can a person take a haircut on Erev Shabbos? So everyone come on has a meaning that they take a haircut on Lag BaOmer. What about on Erev Shabbos? This coming Friday, you'll have to take a haircut or not. What's the Shiloh? So the Marie Vail, he says, Rishon that Kamoshe brings down, that the halacha is that by regular availus, the halacha is Shloshim Mikadin, you'll not take a shower, you'll not take a chitzo. However, we're machmer not to a chitzo. Says the Ramah and the Rishonim, that let's say the Shloshim comes down on Shabbos, therefore ends on Shabbos, says the halacha is Ramah Paskin Simon Tov, person will not take a shower, Erev Shabbos, look over Shabbos. If the availus ends on Shabbos, you'll not take a shower, Erev Shabbos. Therefore, says Rival, who it in here with Lag BaOmer comes out on a Sunday, even though it's not Shabbos, it's Sunday. But since over here it's not even a minig like a velus, it's a chumah ba'alma, it's much leichter, therefore you'll take your haircut on Erev Shabbos. That's the Rival Shito, and the Dakamoshi brings down the Maril himself. He argues and says only if Lag BaOmer comes down on Shabbos, you can take a haircut on Friday, but not if Lag BaOmer comes down on Sunday. So the machloek is the Rival and the Maril. The Ramah, he passes the lochel, the lochel, and he says, that is the minhag, he says, and that's with the ilam. That's how the place can pass the ma'isa, the lochel ma'isa. That's how the aruch shulchan, the chay adam, the shulchan aruch, the chazanir, the moish, they all pass the lochel ma'isa. But manazeh, there's no problem at all to take a haircut on Erev Shabbos this Friday, meaning from Shabbos, Friday morning and not Thursday night. What happens if a person takes a haircut or does not take a haircut Friday? You take a haircut Moshe Shabbos. So some every time it's svira. On Lag BaOmer itself, the loch is mixed with Yom Kikuloi, and that's why we know you can take your haircuts only on Lag BaOmer in the morning. And we do not take haircuts on Lag BaOmer on the night before. And the Amos says, you will not take a haircut on Lag BaOmer, but Atmoy Veloy BeBe'erev, not the night beforehand. So what about this year, when we know you can take haircuts on Erev Shabbos, and let's say a person does not, can you take a haircut on Moshe Shabbos? According to the Amos, who says, you cannot take a haircut, usually Leil Lag BaOmer, can you take a haircut on Moshe Shabbos? So as Machlokes, I saw Botan B'Yashiv, he says you cannot. That like a real passes that way, and the Vitzk Zilberstein says you can. Who? What the Svarist? What the Shailas? What the Machlokes is really why you have a minig until Lag BaOmer. If your minig is until Lag BaOmer, because that's when they stop dying, so therefore you stop having the minig of Avelis from Friday. So you know you stop Avelis on Friday. Therefore, Moshe Shabbos, you can take your haircut. But let's say you stop like 33 days. So Friday and Moshe Shabbos have nothing to do with each other. You take a haircut Friday, also come to Shabbos. Moshe Shabbos is back to the minig of Avelis, so you can't take a haircut Moshe Shabbos again. Sunday you can, because that's a day of Lag BaOmer. Again, the place called Machmer, there's no Betzim Torah to take a haircut Moshe Shabbos. If you want to take a haircut, go ask your Rav. Another Shabbos this year is, let's say a person has a minig of from going from the first day from Lama Nisan till the first day of Yimei Hagbalah. So this year again, Alf Yimei Hagbalah is on Sunday. I allow to take a haircut on Erev Shabbos. So there, Moshe and Liashev is brought down in the Sefer Bein Pesach L'Shkuas. They both say you cannot take a haircut on Erev Shabbos. Even though Erev Shabbos, when like when it comes on Sunday, you can take a haircut. However, when Alf Yimei Hagbalah comes on Sunday, you cannot take a haircut. Why? The Svara of Moshe says, is the reason that we take a haircut on Erev Shabbos to cover Shabbos before Lag BaOmer, because the fact is Lag BaOmer is there were noig simcha, and we do take a haircut, is that Inyan Ba'alma is no real makor, and Erev Shabbos, that's Kedusha Shabbos, Avad is a makor, so you can be Mavaz Shabbos if you take a haircut Sunday and not Erev Shabbos. It's a bizarre. However, the reason on why Alfi Meg Bolo, the reason is that we stop, we take haircuts, it's not because it's Yimei Simcha, it's because the veil is stopped, we got it 33 days already. You stop. So it's not a bizarre to take haircuts on Alfi Megvala on Sunday. The veil is stopped that day. So we take it Sunday, take it Monday, take it Tuesday. It's not a chiv, it's not a simcha of Sunday. Therefore, you should not take a haircut on Erev Shabbos, because the Maisa, that's Yimei Avelis. There's another halacha on the sphere that people do not dance. The Lashon Meshavua is Rekudim Macholis. Person cannot do Rekidim Macholis. What does that mean? Rekidim means to dance straight, and Macholis means in the circle. Was brought down in the Mavak Torah from Shlomo Zalman. Rekidim means one or two people, and Macholis means to dance a lot of people in the circle. That person cannot dance. Two Oris Dam on that minig is that first, this Moshe Shabbos is Lag BaOmer. So again, we say Mixed Yom Kikuloi, and Be'etzim Leil Lag BaOmer, we do not take haircuts, take a chasas, machloikis. So are you allowed to dance, the dancing of Rishus, on the night of Lag BaOmer? Are you allowed to dance? Don't say, Stam, we want dance, I'll dance to Rishus. Are you allowed to? Just like Mixed Yom Kikuloi, you cannot take a haircut samazah, you have to wait till the morning. Who are dancing at night, the Olam does, and I don't know why, the Olam of everyone goes dancing, the Mesamech, the Fabrink. Ma'aseh l'chura al pisvara, just like we say with machmer, you cannot take a haircut at night on the Leil Lag BaOmer. Who didn't? You should not also dance Leil Lag BaOmer. That's one aura, but the minhag certainly is not that way. Yesh lain why? Another. Sorry.
Not for chol. It's a
No, so if you know you for mitzvah, fine. If you want to stand dance, but I don't just dance because it's kishmak. It depends who, when, and where. Depends who, when, and where. It's fine. We'll make the kasha shaka later. Well, the Mishnah says, being now from the Prima Godim and the Ali Rabbi is Mesopik, this whole idiot of being Noiga Velis. So, again, everyone has that 33 days of Noiga Velis. So, says the Mishabru is Mesopik, what about Rukir Machilis? Maybe it goes a whole entire veil. No matter what your minig is, it goes a whole entire sphere from the first day to the last day. Does that make a difference what your minig is? And in the Sefer Ben Pesach, the Shavuos brings down from Shlomo Zalman, the minig is that Rukidim dancing of Rishos is also the whole entire sphere. Does that make a difference what your minig is? Oh, also, and it's brought down not to reveal, he says that the Paskin, it's Maneno Paskin, that the dancing of Rishos is also the whole entire sphere. The Oras doesn't seem that way. Once your minig of sphere seems to be off, let's say you hold Tulak Baimir, everyone seems to dance afterwards. Or, it's the same thing on music, listening to music with the Makar. So first, listening to music all year round, Makhlik's Mechaba, the Ramah, and the Beik of the Paiskim Paskim like the Mechaba, the person should not listen to music all year round. That's how Moshe and all the Gedolah Paiskim are saying you should listen all year round to music. Fine, the minig is like the Ramah, you do listen all year round. So, however, says Moshe, even if you know to listen to music all year round, on Sfira Vadi not allowed to. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, why? It's a Koshkin, Madach, he can dance, certainly he can listen to music. That means it'll come out, the person, if he's not, that a person, once his sphere is up, just like halacha is, you cannot dance with shus, the chur hudin, you cannot listen to music, the whole entire sphere, it's not music of shus. And I think the meaning is, once you're, let's say you hold to lakbaimah, once you pass lakbaimah, people listen to music. And the place must say, l'chur, you shouldn't. Was the reason on the place the Netika will say, because to take a haircut and a chasa, that's a tzarech. Listen to music, there's no tzarech. He said, echnami, you should be machmer. Also, as the music that's also, there's a music called a cappella, it's on the sign, so I found out what the word meant. It means that you have, let's say a person listening to music is also by music, by instruments. What about speaking bepeh, with your mouth? So if a person sings by himself, it's fine. Or if one person hears it, it's fine. Let's say you have a tape, that a person is singing on the tape. Or if you go to the up the block by the swam store, they're playing music right now, and you can't even tell it's not music, but one guy is making one sound, another guy is making another sound, and to Zaman they have a whole choir of guys making sounds. And it sounds like music. Is that mutter, is that also? So why the shaila is that have a get of a kli is also, or has a get of a peh? Why can you put the peh onto a kli? It's now on the kli, so what get does it have? So the divyatza, the Kloizenberger and Archaim Khalik Bay, he's misopic. Kloy Shaila is not sure, is it kli or is it peh? The Maizer of Vosner and Chalik Beis and Chalik Vav and Chalik Ches, he's Machmer. He says, you put on tape, he brings it right from the Rambam, has a din of a kli, and he asks it. He asks it if you Machmer all year round, or if you're a whole Altsvir, you can't listen to it. But Noman Zilber and Chalik Ches, he's also Machmer. However, on the other side of the Mekila, where Moshe and Archaim Chalik Allah says, listen to the radio, and he says, no, that has a din of a peh, that's not a din of a kli, because the Maizer, it comes to a peh, has a din of a peh, and if you can't listen to it on Tzvir, that's the Shoran Tzvir Malacha, also Paskins, and that's our guest, the Swam, so off the Black Paskins, that that's in Tzvir. The Tzitzel Yezer has an interesting getter. He says, all year round has a din of a peh. On Tzviron, Ben HaMetzorim, he says, has a din of a kli. Why he's Mechalek is best in the din of Simcha, and if we should be Machmer on Tzviron, Ben HaMetzorim. Is that Nechal getter of kli? No. Let's say a person is listening to music again is also, let's say a person is sad, is he allowed to listen to music or not? Let's say, or he's alone, or he's atzvis, whatever, he's depressed. So there's a mutter not, so then the place can say, the Sheva Levi, Chalaches, Alei Leibel, Shlomo Zalman, or the Divayatza, they say, then around it's mutter. The whole issue is called simcha. Let's say Ish is alone in the house and needs music in the background, or somebody depressed, or some person is sad, and that he needs a refuah, I'll refuah, Avad it's mutter, and he'll listen to music, and that the place can say, Avad is fine. The only issue is to make yourself the simcha, or you stop listening to music for no reason. But let's say you need it, I'll refuah, or depression, then Avad the place can say, it is mutter. Driving? Why do you want it for?
Because you have your hour and a half commute and it's 6:30 in the morning.
So put on some Matara and they won't fall asleep. What? So, some person will say, nice, there's no need for it, should be Machmer, and others want to say, it should be Mekel, because the Etzim Issa is to cause Semchol. Seems to be, depends who you ask.
What's simcha? Enjoying the song or being simcha?
So I saw different lashonos. One lashon I heard, because it comes from a kiddum, so it's get you to dance. Others say stam is in the simcha. Different lashonos they use. But I think I don't listen to any music. Most yeshivas, Chaim Lin, it depends. But most yeshivas seem not to listen to music. Just as Kumo was mentioned until now, the first, what? Oh, the sign says, well, you like cut your nails or not. So the Lekat Yesher, he is his rabbi, the Chumah Tadesh, and he like cut nails during Sfiras Omer, and he says, no, you're not allowed to. And he said, not only, even Erev Shabbos you're not allowed to. Even Erev Shabbos. So the Maaseh of the Loch is, in, during 3 weeks, in Siman Tovkuf and Aleph, Mishabur Paskins, Erev Shabbos, he said, Lekulam, you're allowed to. And this is a little more Kuldik, Savada, Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to. Leoid, the Mishabur says, the 3 weeks you're allowed to. Just, Shkur Shal Chalboy, he means down the Machloikis. Maybe it should be Machmer. Here, the inner Sfiras Omer is even less than the 3 weeks. And 3 weeks, everyone agrees you're allowed to. So La Locha, Avadi, Allah, I cut your nails, and I saw it brought down, the Savah Shulchan, from the Liash, that he holds, La Locha is a person, is allowed to cut his nails, Sai, Shabbos, Sai during the week, there is no problem. Not like the Chumash Sedeshim. What's mentioned until now is, first, there's a minig of Yudald Ir, not to have a Hesper, some have a minig to eat matzah. They are, the Makaris of the Avelis are two different places. Either we have 33 days, you pick any 33 days, or the Minig of Avelis is until the day they stop dying. Why do we have Lag BaOmer? So the two main reasons are either because that they stopped dying that day, or because of Yom Hilulah de B'Shem Ben Yechai. Look in the Sefer Bein, Pesach L'Shavuos, here's another four reasons why we have Lag BaOmer. These are two main reasons that people say. The Minig of Tevinoig Avelis that we do not get married. However, to go to another person's chasna, once your spirit's Omer is mutter, Tasporis, taking haircuts, we're noig to be machmer in your Avelis. However, Erev Shabbos, this Friday, Laloch is you are allowed to. However, Erev Shabbos of Echli Me'agbolo, the ones that hold spirit till Echli Me'agbolo, those Echnami, they cannot be Mekel. Noshim is Machlokes Apoiskim, Moshe says is a Tzarech Labi Mekel. Dancing again, the halacha is also, the Paiskim say, the whole entire sphere does not make a difference what your minig is. The minig seems to be not that way, Tzarech Bir. And also the night of Lag BaOmer, you have to know why we do dance. People seem to do Rekidas of Rishus. Listening to music, Mikadin, the Paiskim say, a person should not listen to music on the Kli all year round. However, the Ramah is Mekel, and that's the minig of Olam. However, in sphere, you should not listen to music. What about music that you put on with your mouth onto a kli? What dinza have a din of a kli or a pez, machlokes? And atzvus the paiskim amekel. Maisa, the inner sphere is that what happened that 2,000 years ago, kamat, the talmidim of Rabbi Akiva that passed away. 24,000. If you think about it, how different the world would have been. You have 24,000 more tanoim. 24,000 more tanoim. The world would have been different. The Torah would have been different. Maisa, they're gone. The point of the Sfira is to be makir that 24,000 Tanoim passed away. Why? Shlo no kovet zeh bezeh. They were not no kovet one to another. And the Gemara in Bracha says that how many Mises are there in the world? The 903 Mises. And the Gemara in Daf Ches of an Aleph says, what is the worst Mises a person can get is Askura. How the Talmidim of Kiva passed away, says the Gemara in Yevamos Amud Beis, they died the Misa called Askura. They died with the worst Misa there is. Not Stam, they died. They died with the worst Misa that's Shaykh in the world. What's the title? I'm not sure. It sounds like something comes from the stomach. You must say this, it starts from the stomach and goes through the system. But
can't think of anything worse.
Torture. The Gemara says that 903 Mises, and this is the worst Mises there is. That's the worst. The Gemara. And they got the worst one. Why? People of every person should learn from this concept. Sure, they passed away a long time ago, but the point for us to teach us that even though they were Talmid Chachamim, but if you're not knowing Kovet Zeh Vezeh, whether it's Yerubayim, whether it's Yechaveim, whether it's Tegdailim, a person has to be very careful, has to learn and to be that true people, everyone has Gaiva, and everyone naturally thinks they're better than another person. But you have to work upon that midah, that derech eretz kavod l'Torah, and work upon kavod l'Torah and respect other people, and to have kavod zeh v'zeh. To have kavod l'Torah and give kavod l'Torah.